I wonder if, like me, you're still feeling disorientated. So much has changed, and so much is now uncertain. And we're all living with different degrees of anxiety as we pray for and try to help as best we can all those affected by COVID-19 and all those who are caring for them and for us. Part of this care is that we're observing physical separation one from each other. And this is hard. This is why, as churches together in Ashted, we're unable to gather together at the pond this morning to worship, and then this afternoon to gather together in St. Giles to remember and give thanks for Christ's sacrificial death for all of humanity on the cross at Calvary. Separation. The pain of separation and despair are the themes of Good Friday. Since the adulation and joy of Palm Sunday, we've journeyed with Jesus through the week as he has voluntarily surrendered himself to abuse, arrest, unjust trials, mocking, brutal torture, and today, an excruciating public death. Each day, Jesus has become increasingly isolated and endured ever greater pain. Yet have you noticed how in the Gospels we see that Jesus remains calm and in control, much to the annoyance of his opponents? You see, Jesus was and is secure in the love of the Father and of the Holy Spirit. And it is this love that God offers to each one of us today through his Son. God wants to restore all of humanity to the security and fullness of life with him, to end the separation begun in the Garden of Eden, and to fulfill all of the Old Testament promises. This will lead to Jesus' death on the cross that we remember today. Jesus' death separates himself from his Father in heaven and from his beloved family and friends on earth. His death and the separation is total. Jesus understands our disorientation, our anxieties and our isolation, because he's been there himself. Yet here in his isolation and pain on Good Friday, we see the transforming love and hope that Jesus uniquely brings. How he tenderly cares and brings salvation. In his final hours, alone and in agonizing pain, nailed to that cross, we see Jesus' compassion and divinity once again. Jesus instructs the beloved disciple John to take care for his mother in the future. And then he welcomes the repentant thief on the cross by his side into his family, into his kingdom. All this happens as Jesus' love for us keeps him on the cross. As the lyrics of the song reminds us, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Then, as Jesus exclaims, "It is finished," and breathes his last, the gospel writers tell us that darkness covers the whole land. The light of the world has been snubbed out. Matthew also tells us that there was a great earthquake at this time. Tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. And significantly, as John also tells us, the great curtain in the Holy of Holies within the Temple of Jerusalem was torn in two. The meaning of this is clear. God is sovereign, present and active, even in the darkest of times. Through Jesus' sacrifice for humanity, there is now no separation between God and mankind. Jesus is the new and final Passover Lamb, through whom reconciliation with God and freedom of new life with God is enabled. The old covenant of law has been superseded by the new covenant of grace that Jesus brings through Easter. But for this to come, for the light of heaven to be restored and transform all of creation in glory, there must be 3 days of darkness as Jesus dies and lies dead in a sealed tomb. This will bring further disorientation to Jesus' family and friends. During this time, in their despair, in their grief, in their desolation, isolation, and uncertainty, they are invited to have faith, to keep faith in Jesus. To fully appreciate the light, it's necessary to appreciate the opposite, what darkness is. For resurrection and transformation to come, there has to be death and despair. This is why today we celebrate Good Friday.